TCK, we are about the Great Commission.
What do we do?
We manifest Christ in our everyday lives.
And how is that?
We preach and teach the unconditional love and grace of God.
Oh.
To the nations of the world.
And therefore?
Leading people into an intimate relationship with God.
That's purpose.
Praise the Lord, family. Once again, it's a blessing to come to you with this teaching. We are dealing with loyalty and disloyalty. And so during the last teaching, we had two questions, very serious questions, very serious. One was, where is your allegiance? Where is your loyalty? We have to be loyal to God. We have to be loyal to the work of God, to the kingdom of God, to the church of Jesus Christ, to the family God has given us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at some of the verses we looked at in the previous teaching. Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. In other words, it's impossible. You can't do it. You can't succeed. You can't. Oh yes, you can't. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't. Praise the Lord. And we said it's ungodly to have a divided heart. You remember? We said that. It is ungodly. It's evil. You can't give your heart to two gods. You have to give it to one God. One true God. The living God we serve. I and my house, we will serve this God. You and I will serve this God. I and the people I lead, we will serve this God. In and out of season. Yes, everywhere we go. In the marketplace. In schools. Everywhere. We will serve the Lord. This is the reason we live. This is our purpose. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can't give your heart to two places. You cannot be in two places. You can only be in one place. Yes. That's a loyalty. You can't give your heart to two women or two men. It's evil. You must have one woman and one man. It's evil to be divided in this area. You have to be loyal. Yeah, and a person who is not loyal to God will never be loyal to people. When you see people that are not loyal in relationships, toward leadership. If a person is not loyal, if a person is not committed to leadership, you know they are not committed to God. Yes. Yeah. You cannot be a member of more than one church. No, you cannot. You must be part of one family. Yeah, who has two families? You can't have two families. You have one family. Yes. So you cannot go to this church and go to the other church. Choose one church. So if you're a member of this church, be a member of this church. You cannot be here and somewhere else. No, you cannot. If you are a member of this church, you are a permanent member of this church. If you are a member of this generation, this family, you are a permanent one. You can't jump around. And we do not divorce our families. You can't be part of this church and then leave and go to another church. No. The people that God has given me. Now listen to me. Make your choice now. Yes. Let me take you back to what Joshua said.
Joshua 24.
Verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord. Okay? Now let's say this. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord in this family. To do the work of God in this family. Choose yourselves this day whom you will serve. In other words, choose yourself this day which family you will serve the Lord in. Yes, make that decision. So Joshua was telling them, make a decision. And you make it today. Yes. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So where is your allegiance? Where is your loyalty? Where is it? So you cannot be a member of two churches or three. Some people are members of four, five churches. Yes. They are everywhere. They call everyone their pastor. No, you don't call everyone your father. Yes. You call everyone. We are forming our family, the DNA.
Tukola amaka gafe, tukola imbala,
this is
imbala.
Who we are. Chino and chetuli. We need to know who we are.
Era teko kumaya chetuli.
Yes, you cannot be a member
tosoa kubira chitundu
of two churches.
Mumaka abiri.
You are a member of one church.
Ubira chitundu kumaka gamu.
A church is a family. I will talk more about this as we go.
Church
is a family. We have the universal church of Christ.
Tuine kanisa ya Yesu Kristo yensi yona.
Okay, in our African culture.
Africa.
Like in Uganda, we have tribes, we have clans.
Uganda, tulina ebika mwetuva.
Tribes, clans.
Tuina ebika, tuina family mwetuva.
And families.
Tuina na amaka mwetuva.
Yes. So if you are part of a family, then you are part of a clan. If you are, you have a clan, then you have a tribe, right? So for you to be part of a universal church, you have to be part of a local church.
So,
that's how the system is. That's how God has made it. Yes. Yeah. So you have to be part of a local church and you have to be a permanent member. I'm not teaching people that are jumping around. In and out of season, you're committed to serve the Lord, to do the work of the Lord in this family. You don't wake up and say, I no longer belong to that family. Yeah. I have a family. A biological family.
Nina amakamu
enva I have my children.
Nina abana
they are all called Bezuddes.
Bonna baba ita Bezudde.
Yes. So The Bezudes are committed to the Bezude family.
Kati abaana abo bewaayo obulamu bwabwe mu maka.
Whether they are happy or unhappy.
Oba basanyufu oba si basanyufu.
Yes. They are called Bezudes.
Bayitibwa Bezude.
Yes. They can't wake up and say, I'm not happy with this house. I'm not happy with this man. I'm not happy with my brother. I'm not happy with my sister.
So
I divorce the name. That would be crazy. It's unheard of. Yes, they will take you to the hospital and check your head. Yes. So that's how it is. Even in church. You cannot leave your church because you are unhappy with a leader. That's unserious, people. You're
going
to be unstable in all your ways. That shows you have a double mind. You're not loyal to the family. Yes, you're not loyal to the family. To the work of God. So you serve God in one family. Yes, and you have to be a permanent member. You cannot be a part-time. No. So we are raising permanent members. You can't be part-time. Yeah, you can't wake up and say, now I'm unhappy. No. Yes. Like in the Bezude family, sometimes we have issues. We sit down and talk. We forgive. We move on. Yes. Because we are a family. What should I do? Praise the Lord. This is my brother. This is my sister. This is my father. This is my family. This is my church. This is my generation. This is my generation leader. These are my family members. We have a family tree. And I hope the generation leaders have explained what a family tree is. Means.
Even in
our church here, we have a family tree. That's why you belong to a certain generation, a certain family. Everyone must have this. That's what we are building. So if you're part of this, you've made a decision to be part of this, then stick to it. That's what God wants. Yes. We saw this in James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you cannot change your mind. Yeah. Amos, we call that naga-naga, right?
Aga-naga.
Yeah?
Aganaga.
Yes, one leg there, one leg there. Aganaga. Yeah, one leg is in north, another one is in south, right? So you cannot have one leg there, one leg in, one leg out. Yeah, if you are aganaga, then you will be unstable. Everything around you will be aganaga.
Yes.
Unstable. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Yes. And in the Message Bible says, love God your God with all, the Bible says, with all your heart. Love him with all that is in you. Love him with all you've got. So now, both of these verses, or all of them that we have read, you know, they emphasize the importance of dedicating oneself wholeheartedly.
Zinyonyola ekirungi ekiri mu kwewaayo n'omutima gwonna.
Dedicating oneself wholeheartedly to God. And choosing to serve Him with all your life. Loyalty. That's what Joshua was saying. You must choose today. Are you for God or not? Are you given to God or not? Present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable. And the Bible says this is your reasonable service. Yes, it's your reasonable service. Your life and time. So choose this day to serve Him. Yes, to serve Him loyally.
Yes.
Choosing to serve Him loyally. You can't serve two masters at the same time. Last week I mentioned that where your heart is, where your mind is, where your heart is, your substances will be. Your substance will be. Your time, your money. You build yourself. You work for God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, loyalty refers to a strong feeling of allegiance.
Kati obwesigwa obwesimbu kitegeeza empulira eyokwewaayo eyamaanyi.
What is loyalty?
Okwewaayo kiki? What is obwesigwa kiki? Obwesimbu
kiki? Loyalty refers to a strong feeling of allegiance.
Okwewaayo kwekuulira nga oteekayo omutima gwo n'amaanyi go gonna.
Or support toward someone or something.
Okubanga oyagala okuyamba era n'oyimirira n'omuntu omu oba n'ekintu ekimu.
It's associated with faithfulness.
Kikwatagana n'obwesigwa.
Dedication.
Okwewaayo.
Yes. Consistency.
Ng'okikola bulijjo.
And trustworthiness.
N'okubeera ng'oli mwesimbu.
Loyalty can manifest in various contexts, including relationships, friendships, organizations, okay, in relation to leadership, leadership, being loyal to leadership, and even to brands and products. Now, I'm very loyal to brands and products, you know. Yes, very, very loyal to restaurants, cafes. I don't just change. It's in me. I'm a very loyal man. I have one place. You'll find me there until they kick me out. When they become dirty and uncaring. Amen. But I can hardly change. I don't change.
Si chusa chusa.
I eat in one place.
Ndia mchifo chimu.
And they all know me and I know them.
E raba baba mani nga nange
mba mani. I get to know the people serving.
Nteka okumanya abantu abampereza.
I get to know their names.
Nteka okumanya amanya gabwe.
Yeah. When I come, they see me.
Bwenzi jabanda
ba. I love that.
Nchagala
nye. I'm loyal to my friends. I don't just leave my friends. Some of them are stubborn. Some of them are terrible. You know? Unloving sometimes, uncaring, selfish. But I love them. I stick to them. Yes. I find a way of dealing with them. So you must develop that character. You don't just move. Be steadfast in your friendships, your relationships. Yeah. Stick to one organization. Stick to one leadership. Follow one leader. You cannot follow that one and follow that one and follow that one.
Yeah.
Be loyal. This is what it means. It manifests in different contexts. It includes relationships, friendships, organizations,
leadership. obukulembeze.
And even to brands and products.
Neri ebintu byokozesa.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
In essence, it implies sticking by someone or something, even during challenging times.
Mungeri ndala chitegeza okusigala ne ku kintu kimu oba no muntu omunne wankwade ngaluwo ebisere bisomo.
Challenging times will test your loyalty.
Ebisere bisomo za bijja kuba biraga obwisigwa bwe.
And many times people become disloyal.
Abantu banje ebisere ebimu bafuuka abatali beesigwa.
Yes, disloyal, less committed.
Bafuuka abateewaayo.
They begin to exhibit those signs of disloyalty. I will talk about when they are challenged. Challenges will test you. Test your heart. Yes. Challenges will test your heart. As a husband, challenges will test you. Do you love your wife? Wives, challenges. Hard times will come. Test you. If you are loyal to your husband, if you are loyal to your children, if you are loyal to your boss, if you are loyal to your pastor, are you loyal to your pastor when challenges come? Yes. Are you loyal? Challenging times. So it means you stick by someone. Yes, that's what it means. Loyalty means you stick by someone. You stick to something. You stick to a place. You serve God. You do the work of God. Even during challenging times. Some people are loyal when they don't have. When they get. Hey, when they get a job. My God. You begin to chase them. They are loyal, they are committed when they don't have. Hey, yes, sir, papa, papa. Papa,
papa,
I'm here, papa, I'm here. Yeah. But when God blesses them, they become disloyal. Because now they are busy spending
everywhere.
Yes. And sometimes people become less committed to God and to serve the Lord and the work of God. Yeah, when they are challenged. When they are happy, when everything is going well. Oh, they'll be serving God. They will be committed to God.
You know?
They commit. But when they are challenged, they stop praying, they stop reading the word of God, they stop serving the Lord. I encourage you to serve God in and out of season. Serve God. Love Him with all your heart, with everything in you and everything you got. Yes. Serve God when you have, serve God when you don't have. I want to help you and encourage you to do the work of the Lord. Do the work of the Lord. Commit your life to God. Give all your heart to
God.
Yes, let Jesus be the center of your life. Jesus should be the center. Nothing else. Jesus.
Yes.
Let Jesus be the center of your life, of your job, of your family, everything. God, everything, God. When they ask you, say, God, my Father in heaven. What about this? My Father in heaven. Yes. When will you do this? By the Spirit of my Father in heaven. He's the center. Yes, he's the center of your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Whoa, praise God. We are out of time. We are out of time. We will continue next time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for this teaching. Form us to be Christ-like. Thank you, Lord, because we have the ability to be steadfast, to be committed. Thank you for our family. We succeed together. We grow together. We expand together. Doors are opening for all of us. We serve the Lord together in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you so much. Meditate on these things and keep them in your heart. Never leave them. This is what makes us who we are. This is our DNA. Yes, we are growing together, expanding together. Jesus is the Lord of your lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless you.